Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gulshan Polyols Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by InCred Equities. Before we begin this conference, a brief disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Firstly, I would like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity to host their conference call today. From Gulshan Polyols management team, we have their Joint Managing Director, Aditi Pasari, ma'am, their CFO, Mr. Rajeev Gupta, their CS, Ritika Pant, ma'am. I would now like to invite Aditi, ma'am, over to initiate the proceedings with her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Joining me on the call are our CFO, Mr. Rajeev Gupta, our Company Secretary, Ms. Ritika Pant, and Mr. Rutul Shah from Axis Capital, our Investor Relations Consultant. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to review our Q1 FY27 financial results and investor presentation. The first quarter of FY27 marks a strong start to the year. More importantly, it reinforces the transitions we have been discussing over the last few quarters, from investment-led phase to one focused on execution, optimization, and cash generation. Over the last several years, we have invested significantly in building one of India's largest grain-based ethanol platforms while continuing to strengthen our grain processing and mineral chemical businesses. Today, those investments are translating into stronger operating performance, improved earning quality, and healthier cash generations. Accordingly, our priorities for FY27 are clear: maximizing asset utilization, improving operational efficiencies, and strengthening our balance sheet, and generating higher free cash flow. Let me begin with our ethanol business. The ethanol business continues to perform in line with our expectations and remains a primary growth engine for the company. Our installed capacity now stands at approximately 26 crore liters per annum, placing us amongst the leading grain-based ethanol producers in the country. Our current order book stands at approximately 19 crore liters, and we remain confident of securing additional allocations through subsequent government tenders, consistent with the government's continued focus on increasing ethanol blending across the country. One of the most encouraging developments has been the government's sustained commitment to the ethanol ecosystem. India has already achieved the E20 blending milestone ahead of schedule, and the industry is now preparing for higher blending levels over the coming years. We continue to believe this creates a structurally favorable demand environment for efficient, integrated ethanol producers such as Gulshan Polyols. From an operational perspective, feedstock availability remains favorable. The continued availability of FCI rice at attractive prices is supporting the industry, while domestic maize production continues to increase steadily, enhancing long-term raw material security. This provides us with confidence that feedstock availability will remain supportive over the medium term. Like any commodity-linked business, quarterly margins may fluctuate depending on raw material prices. We could see some temporary pressure on margins during the second quarter owing to higher grain prices. However, through disciplined procurement, operational efficiencies, and higher capacity utilization, we remain confident of delivering our full-year EBITDA guidance. Moving to our grain processing business, as we highlighted previously, we believe the worst of the industry downcycle is behind us. The correction in maize price has improved export competitiveness, while domestic realization for products such as starch and fructose have also started improving. Compared to the same period last year, market conditions have improved meaningfully, and we are beginning to see the benefits reflected on operating performance. Operationally, our RDF initiative at the Muzaffarnagar plant continues to reduce energy costs and improve competitiveness. While we do not expect this business to deliver sharp growth immediately, but we do believe that profitability should improve steadily as industry conditions normalize. Coming to our mineral chemical business, this continues to be a stable and consistently performing business built over nearly four decades. While we do not anticipate significant capacity expansion in this segment, it continues to generate healthy margins, stable cash flows, and long-term standing customer relationships, making it an important contributor to the resilience of our overall portfolio. I would also like to add that our on-site plant at Trident should also be operational by the end of this financial year. So that will definitely add some, generate some additional revenue. Our capacity allocation philosophy also remains unchanged. The majority of our recent capital expenditure is now behind us, and FY27 is focused on maximizing returns from these investments. Accordingly, our priorities remain improving capacity utilization, reducing working capital intensity, strengthening cash flows, and maintaining a prudent leverage profile. At the same time, we continue to evaluate our next phase of growth. As we have shared earlier, beginning in FY28, we intend to expand into specialty and import substitute chemicals. Our objective is to build businesses with strong entry barriers, lower cyclicality, and higher value addition. The products are currently under evaluation, and once finalized, we will share the details with all stakeholders. We expect this next growth platform to be meaningful in scale and fully aligned with our long-term strategy of moving further up the value chain. Overall, our outlook for FY27 remains unchanged. We continue to expect consolidated revenues in the range of 2,600 crores. And within this, we expect the ethanol business to contribute revenue of about 1,700 to 1,800 crores, supported by supplies of approximately 22 crore liter during this year as additional allocations are received. Our grain processing business is expected to generate revenue of about 800 crores and a mineral processing of about 100 crores. At the consolidated level, we continue to target EBITDA margins of around 10 to 11% and PAT margin of about 5 to 6%. The performance during the first quarter gives us confidence that we are progressing in line with these objectives. Overall, we are pleased with how the business has started this year. Our assets are operating well, execution remains on track, and the investments we have made over the last several years are now translating into stronger operating performance and improved cash generation. Looking beyond the current year, the structural drivers of our business remain firmly intact. Government support for ethanol blending continues, the feedstock availability is improving, and our grain processing business is steadily recovering, and our balance sheet continues to strengthen. Today, we have a diversified operating platform that is better positioned to deliver stable, predictable, and sustainable earnings across business cycles. With that, I would now request our CFO, Mr. Rajeev Gupta, to take you through the financial performance for the quarter in greater detail. Mr. Rajeev.
Thank you, Aditi. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial performance for the first quarter of FY27. At the instant, I would like to inform that we did a turnover of around 646 crore, which is the first time in the history of this company, a quarter after we have performed this much revenue in a quarter. Earlier it was 626 crore in December 25-26. So this is the excellent performance in one revenue front. It has grown by 8% on year basis, driven primarily by strong addition in ethanol business, supported by improving performance in grain processing, while mineral chemical business continued to deliver the stable revenues. EBITDA margin also stood at 91 crore, representing a growth of 135% year on year. The improvement was driven by stronger operating leverage in the ethanol business, continued cost discipline, and improving profitability in our grain processing segment. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 14.2%, compared with 6.5% in the corresponding quarter last year. Profit after tax also stood at 54 crore, a jump of around 307% on year-on-year basis, supported by higher operating profitability and continued improvement in our overall cost structure. Segment-wise performance, if we move forward, ethanol business, as of now, is already a growth of engine for so many years now. As reported, revenue of 446 crore with EBITDA of 81 crore and EBITDA margin of 18%. The business continued to benefit from healthy capacity utilization, stable ethanol supply, and efficient feedstock procurement. It remained the largest contributor to the most revenue and profitability during the quarter. The grain processing business reported revenue of 170 crore. With EBITDA of 8 crore rupees, it's also an improvement from the earlier quarter. Chemical business reported revenue of 24 crore with EBITDA of 5 crore and at the margin of 23%. Overall, first quarter reflects a healthy continuation of momentum we built during the second half of financial year 26 and provide a solid foundation for the remainder of the year. With that, we would now be happy to take your question. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Yeah, yes, Hello. You are. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, just wanted to know, like, this quarter you've done really great EBITDA in, you know, our ethanol. So, is this a one-off because we are guiding for, lower EBITDA than what we've done in Q1? So, and I think Q3, Q4 generally are the more seasonally, stronger quarters. So, could you just, help us reconcile that? Because if we've done 14% margin in Q1, why are we guiding for 10% for the full year?
See, Q1 was definitely a very, very good quarter for us. Everything was very much in the favor for the company. The raw material prices were very conducive in both the ethanol plants, Assam as well as Madhya Pradesh. Even the DDGS prices were at all-time highs. So it was an exceptional quarter. So comparatively, definitely, if you see the history of the company or any such industry related to grain, it is quarter two, which is always under pressure, margin pressure, because it is waiting for the next kharif cycle, which will start in October, November. And everyone has to buy materials from the stock, which is always much, much more higher. So we are just talking on more conservative guidance we have given for the year. And I hope that we are doing better. We end up doing better than what we are guiding.
Oh, fair enough. But in general, seasonally, H2 is better than H1, right? If that's a fair assumption, like if in terms of revenue and profitability?
No, sorry, come again?
So H2 means Q3, Q4 is usually better than Q1, Q2, right?
Yes,
in terms of profitability?
Usually it is better. Q3, Q4 is better. I do hope we end up with better margins than what we are guiding, but we are talking conservatively right now.
No, fair enough. That's really helpful. And just wanted to know the environment regarding ethanol, right? Though government is pushing for it, but there is some pushback, from a lot of, protests or something happening. So do you, in your conversation with government, do you feel that, if not a rollback, but at least, the E30 or something that's, getting a bit delayed, or how do you look at the environment right now?
See, E20 has already been achieved and it will not be rolled back. That is 200% sure. The government is saving 40,000 crore of foreign exchange every year. And plus, it has been able to reduce its import of crude oil, you know. So there is no way that is getting rolled back. Government has already announced E30 to be achieved in the next 5 years, 2030. It has also announced E85 and E100 vehicles, which are flexi-fuel vehicles. There has been protest, but that is really temporary. The government will not roll back for sure. The increasing blending beyond 20% may get delayed by 6 months to 1 year until these unnecessary social media noise settles down. But E20 is definitely here to stay.
Okay, fair. So in terms of like, you know, the additional, you know, procurement that we are expecting, so that would be in line, maybe like maybe more additional might be delayed by a year or something, but the, you know, steady state will not get affected, right? That would be a good way to look at it, right?
Yes, absolutely. 200%, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair. I just wanted to know, like, I think you were mentioning some new products that you were maybe looking at. So, I think the Gobardhan scheme was just announced. So, are we looking at something at CBG or, you know, is there like a, you know, maybe not right now, but a few years down the line, what are the product segments that we would also want to get into?
So, we want to get into a specialty chemical space only, which is more niche and import substitutes. So, okay. And definitely in the grain processing sector, because that is where our strength lies. So, we are in the process of evaluating many products, you know, which are scalable and sustainable. So, as soon as we narrow down, we will be announcing to the stakeholders.
Okay, that's really great. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the lineup. Het Pradhan from Damani Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. First of all, many congratulations on good set of numbers, ma'am. I wanted Thank to you. Check about the current order book and how we are confident about some achieving FY27 targets.
So we have already received orders of 19 crore liter. And another 2 crore liter has almost been announced unofficially. We are waiting for the purchase orders for the same. Once we have received that from the OMC, we will announce it in the stock exchange. So by this financial year end, we are very confident that we will be able to meet the guidance of 21-22 crore liter, which will generate a revenue of about 1,800 crores.
Okay, got it. Any guidance for revenue and margin?
Any guidance for?
Revenue and margin?
Revenue, as we have been saying, expected revenue is in the range of 2,600 crores. And EBITDA margins, we are looking, guiding at about 10 to 11%.
And how we are managing raw material price volatility?
We can stock only up to a certain time because we are working on very, very high volumes. Between all our plants, we are processing about 3,000 tons of grain per day, which is very, very large, you know. So, how much ever we want to stock, we cannot stock more than 30 to 40 days max because it requires huge space, working capital, and there's also a cost of holding that kind of inventory, you know. So beyond that much, it is not possible to stock raw material. And apart from that, then we have to buy from the open market at the current prices. And that's why we are talking, you know, that's why the whole year will get averaged out because some quarters are going to be good and some may be under pressure. So yeah, consolidatedly, we should be able to achieve the guided EBITDA margins, keeping these fluctuations in mind.
Okay, got it, ma'am. And do we have any long-term growth prospects for the ethanol business?
For the ethanol business, we will be looking at, you know, increasing the capacity by about 15 to 20% from existing capacity utilization and try to achieve 100 to 110% of our, you know, existing capacity utilization by debottlenecking both the plants. Definitely in the next, by FY 27, by FY 28, we should be looking at 100 to 110% of our capacity utilization.
Okay, ma'am, got it. That's all my side. All the best for next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pranil Pandya from Pandya Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes, very much.
Okay, so my question is related to the volatility in the raw material prices. How does the company plan to mitigate this exposure in fluctuations that is related to the raw material prices?
When the new crop arrives, which is going to be in October, November, we will definitely, we try to stock up, you know, during the harvest seasons. So like one harvest is in April, one is in October. So both the times we try to maximize the stock in all our plants. But as I just said, stocking is only possible up to a certain limit because the volumes we are dealing in is very, very large and humongous. We grind about 3,000 tons of grain every day amongst our four plants. Therefore, we can only stock max about 40 to 45 days, you know. So that much hedging we are able to do. But yeah, beyond that, we need to keep some cushion for the increased in raw material prices.
Okay, understood. Nothing from my side further.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pushkar Jain from Miri Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Govardhan from the Great Set of Numbers.
Sorry to interrupt you, Pushkar. Can you please speak a little louder?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Congratulations, ma'am, on the Great Set of Numbers. I just wanted an update about the maize prices currently and how is the crop, like what is your outlook on us for the current year?
So currently the maize prices differ in different regions. If I talk about an average, the prices would be between 23 to 25 rupees between our four plants. So right now Assam is about 23, Muzaffarnagar is 23, Gujarat is 24, MP is 25. So between 23 and 25 between four plants, four regions.
And ma'am, outlook on the crop, like quality?
Quality is all right. It's right now, it is just that the material is, we are getting stock material until October, you know, until the new crop comes in. So it is the stockists, you know, from whom we have to buy. That's why the prices tend to go up in this at this period. This is a historic thing. It happens every year. We are always prepared for this. We have already stocked up a lot in all our plants to mitigate this risk as far as possible. But little bit purchasing, we will of course have to do from the open market at these prices so that our average is lesser than this.
Right. And ma'am, on the grain business front, the prices of starch and other commodities are holding up strong. So is there an export potential that we are looking at in the grain division?
We already export sorbitol to more than 40 countries.
Okay, and, so incrementally
is there... We are making starch in Muzaffarnagar. Actually, Muzaffarnagar is in UP. So exporting from UP is not viable because taking the product to the port alone has a very high cost because of which it is not viable to export from that region. To export, you need to be close to the port. So from Gujarat, we are able to export, but from Uttar Pradesh, we are not able to export. We are not viable. It is not viable.
Right, but if other competitors are exporting, that will still have support. That will give some support to the prices, right? So I am asking from an industry man.
Supporting because their factories are close to the port.
No, I agree. No, I am telling you, even if competitors are exporting, it will still give some kind of support to the prices.
Oh, yes, it does. So, because at least the domestic prices are in check. So definitely there has been improvement in the profitability of the segment also, you know, if I see it from last year, YOY. So because exports have started, so domestic prices have improved and there is support there.
Right. So the visibility is improving for this segment, right? That is what I was coming at.
Yes, definitely. It's already improved in this quarter, and I expect by there will be a quite a great improvement.
Okay. Thanks a lot, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kavya Padia from Anyalum Capitals. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Congratulations, ma'am, on good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I have one question. So what is the plan for the starch business going forward, and how do you see it recover?
So we are not looking at any expansion in this financial year in the starch business, and we are looking at basically optimizing the capacity utilization of our current business only, and also improving margins in the current year. So right now, I mean, definitely we are expecting to achieve a revenue of about 800 crores from the segment with the EBITDA of about 5%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Akshita from Primexis. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I just wanted to ask if you could give any update on the grain processing business, and if you could, throw some light on the margins and the growth expectations that you are having for the next 2-3 years.
I just answered this question. So currently, we are expecting a revenue of about 800 crores. We are looking at increasing the capacity utilization of our current machinery, plant machinery, and also look at the improvement in EBITDA margins from YOY. And this year, I think it should be about 5%.
Okay.
Any kind of major CapEx will only come in FY28. It will come in the specialty chemical space, in the grain processing space, which we will only announce once we have finalized our products.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Meet Patel from Pradhan Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on great set of numbers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So first question is, can you just give me a flavor on our current raw material mix?
In ethanol?
Yes. And yeah.
So in ethanol, 40% is FCI, which is mandatory by the government. And about the balance, 50% is about maize, and 10% is DFG, the broken rice.
So FCI rice has impacted our cost in any ways, and how is that planning on for FCI rice?
So FCI rice has come as a big relief to the industry since 1 year, since it was released last year in March 2025. And since then, it has brought about a big relief to the industry. Because of that, the total grain availability in the country has improved drastically, and the balanced raw material, which is maize and broken rice, the prices of those have softened, and thus it has helped us improve our margins, operating margins.
Since we have already done a great CapEx back in past, so what is next priority? So will we take ethanol for next, probably for next CapEx, or will it be mineral? Any sort of guidance on those lines, what segment will be next for the CapEx?
A little bit of debottlenecking in the ethanol segment. We would like to take our capacity utilization to 100% and 110%. So whatever debottlenecking is required for that, we will be doing that in the ethanol segment. And any major expansion, will come in the specialty chemical segment, which will happen only in FY28.
So, any particular chemical or any name, if you could give out what we are targeting in specialty chemical, or have we started any R&D process or something you can guide on that?
R&D process is going on, but we will not be able to give out any name until it has been finalized by the board.
Okay, and on the R&D front, if, as you said, we have already started R&D. Any guide that cost that will be associated, you have committed internally or anything,
no,
any color on that?
An import substitute and in the grain processing segment, grain-based derivatives, because that is where our strength is lying.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ayushman Shah from 18 New Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, so my question was regarding the starch business. So as we know that starch business is in a, you know, loss making till now. So why did the green segment underperform comparatively, and how do you see the recovery in this business segment?
Already recovery has started. This year, if I see YOY, there has been a very big recovery as far as the margins are concerned.
Okay.
And I hope that this recovery, the worst is definitely over for the starch business. And we are looking at ramping up our capacity to 100% by the end of this year. And also see improvement in margins in this financial year as compared to last year.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kinjal Jain from InvestNova Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Just wanted to understand, like, what will be the contribution of DDGS to the company's profitability? And how sustainable are the current pricing levels?
Currently the prices for DDGS, male DDGS, have in the range of about 20 to 22, which have been stable for almost last two quarters. And I think I see it stable around this range even going forward, which has total contribution of almost about 10 rupees per liter of ethanol cost. And it is very, very relevant to the company's profitability.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nagesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, madam. Congratulations for your good numbers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just wanted to find out, what will be your foreign exposure, madam, on the total turnover on your exports?
Foreign exposure? We don't have any money.
I would like to ask our CFO to answer this question.
You mean to say about the borrowing on borrowing on the borrowing front?
No, not borrowing. Your export.
Export on the quarter wise.
Yeah, now the 646 crores.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
You can say region. Around. Yeah, it can be around 18 crore. We to 5 to 6% of our turnover in
Front, yeah. You will be booking some forward contract on the foreign exchange.
No, we are not doing that. We are not into hedging the because it's a natural hedge. We play into natural hedge because we have equivalent imports also. So we have a natural hedge covering our exports.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And we, as an investor, when do we expect the share price to touch time high, which has been done in the past, because the numbers are growing quarter on quarter?
We should keep our hands high and expect to reach that level. Definitely, we'll likely to reach there. But there, you know, the market is not in the hand
yes.
of anybody.
Yes.
It's
yes.
dynamics and some number of things which, apart from the performance of the company, there are number of things which plays environment, waste issue, conflict, other things which is still not a conducive sign for the country as well as the whole world. So we can't say, but we are progressing at a right level and right path.
Yeah. Any plans of having some road shows so that you can attract FIIs or DIIs or institutional investors?
Yeah, definitely. Why not? In, we will be definitely planning for doing that in some time.
It's very much needed for the market to boost.
Yeah, definitely.
You
yeah. Advising us, thank you for advising us. We'll do, we are also thinking of doing that. We'll do that in the later part of the year.
Okay. All the best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Satyam Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ma'am, and very congratulations on the great sets of numbers. I have
Thank
a question
you.
Related to like some article was over the internet like India is opening the ethanol exports to some neighboring countries and something like for with Japan also with Indonesia. So is it something true or like only the rumors?
Talks are there right now, yet it has not started. But if it allows, it will be a very good boost for the ethanol industry because it will increase the demand and also increase the buyer base. Because right now, ethanol industry is only dependent on the government of India. So that will be good if it actually happens. But currently, it has not started, but talks are there.
Okay, so... are there any good possibilities that it can happen current year or by next year?
Yes, absolutely. Maybe very soon, sooner than that. We can be hopeful.
Okay, okay. Thank you, and that was the question.
Thank you. We have our last question from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Rajiv ji, I would just wanted to clarify a few accounting questions. Within the current quarter, have we accounted for any subsidies from Madhya Pradesh state government or Assam state government? If so, could you give me the figures?
Well, we do only on receipt basis. We have a process and policy of accounting all this receipt of grants or government benefits or incentives on receipt basis only.
Okay,
so
and the current was, quarter, current quarter includes anything?
No, we have not received anything. In the this second quarter, we received 5 crore rupees of benefit on capital subsidy from EES, which is being adjusted against the capital spend plant and machinery.
Correct.
So, yeah.
So on the P&L front, nothing has come in?
No, no, nothing, nothing.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of InCred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you everybody for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.